I have great news. I mean, great news. And we'll cover it after our first break. But you can see I'm surrounded by my favorite president and also my favorite animal. I love dogs. We have three of them, and they're the joy of my life. They are wonderful. And they fit into the storyline here, folks. They really do. And I think you're going to appreciate this. And I think you're going to appreciate this man even more for what he does. He's just a regular human being. Oh, I know he's a billionaire, but he's a regular human being. And we're seeing it now. This is so much fun. Sometimes you got to have a little levity. And sometimes that levity is really newsworthy too, which this is. Hey, we're brought to you by Noble Gold. Even in the best of economic times, you should have a substantial amount of your holdings in precious metals. Why? Because economies do this. And when things go bad, gold goes up. When the dollar dies, gold will rise. And we're at 2,800 plus for gold. Can you believe that? We really are. And I'll tell you what, the Democrats are doing everything they can do to wreck the dollar. Everything. And Trump is going to start behind the eight ball. Now, will he eventually straighten it out? Absolutely. There's no question in my mind. But we could go through some real bad times. And that's why I'm saying protect your nest egg. You got retirement in the bank. If that bank starts to collapse, they're going to seize it. Dodd-Frank 2010 says you're in second place because you're an unsecured creditor and the banks can take your money. You don't want to do that. So get your retirement out of the bank. Let Noble Gold back it up with gold or silver. You'll own it. They can't touch it. And you'll survive whatever mischief they have planned. Additionally, you can do the same thing for your bank account. Don't let this become a 1929 moment for you when everything goes to hell in a handbasket. Because if it does, okay, Donald Trump may not be able to save you on the front end. On the back end, I have no question we're headed towards good economic times. So protect yourself now. Go to DaveHodgesGold.com and I'll send you out a free information packet. DaveHodgesGold.com. All this information, if you're watching on social media, is in the description box. And if you want to call them directly, because you go, I feel some sense of urgency here, then do so. 877-646-5347. Call them and tell them Dave Hodges sent you. 877-646-5347. So you're wondering why, aren't these just gorgeous dogs. They truly are. I got Australian shepherds. Smart, handsome, beautiful. These dogs, look how cute they are. They're so loyal, such good friends. There to comfort you when you're down, play with you whenever you want to play. I love dogs. I truly love dogs. I think God gave us dogs to teach us how to be compassionate and good companions. Anyway, remember the debate? They're eating the dogs. The left had a field day with Trump. Oh my gosh, the media went after. They're eating the dogs. And they kept making fun of him. They're eating the cats. Well, they were. They were. When I ran some stuff, I got stuff from Springfield people. There's no question what was going on there. The Haitians are a third world country with third world values. But here's the really good news. There's a new sheriff in town, and his name is Donald J. Trump. And he's had it with people that come into communities and abuse them. And he's going to do deportations, or at least the Haitians think, well, let's see. He called me out when he was in the presidential debate with Kamala. Maybe I should leave. Care how much abuse he took. They're eating the dogs. The Haitians are beginning to self-deport. Is this amazing? Just mentioning this in the debate months ago. They're eating the dogs. These Haitians are goodbye. Goodbye. Go ruin your own country. Go home. Go home. They don't belong here. They violated our laws to get here. Do you understand that? This isn't about racism or prejudice or being against a country. They broke the law to come here. They need to go. Now, this is a warning sign to UTDA members in places like Aurora, my hometown where I grew up. I resent what you're doing in my hometown. You have people afraid. In fact, I was just in Aurora a week ago today, as a matter of fact. Went to a basketball event, spent the night there with a friend. Aurora's turning into a shithole, Dave. That's what I heard. It's where we both grew up. Now, TDA, they're coming for you. Homan is coming for you. The American people are coming for you. Do you know these people, the TDA? Actually, they're animals. Do you know what they've done? You'll find this interesting. At the nearby Target, they were holding military organization drills. How do I know? Because another guy that I went to high school with in Aurora contacted me. Dave, I pulled into Walmart. No, it was Target. Excuse me, it was Target. I pulled into Target, and he says, I recognize military staging when I see it. I'm a Gulf War vet. Bingo! And they were organizing into squads of 6 to 10 people. We saw lots of guns. I had my family with me. I thought, I think we'll back out of here very slowly and try to leave without being noticed. We'll shop somewhere else. Target officials, should they have called the police? Yeah, but would the Aurora police have shown up? I don't know. How'd they do with the Batman shooting when their substation was 75 yards away from the theater and took them 25 minutes to get there? Oh, that's the same Aurora Police Department. Yeah. They weren't that good when I lived there years ago, decades ago. They're even worse now. And the Denver mayor and the governor of Colorado telling Danielle Jurinski, Aurora City Council, it's your imagination. There's no problem. What's that video there where they got sniper rifles and they're beating in a door to take control? TDA, you better self-deport. You better self-deport. Now, here's another thing, too. I want to throw this in. We should be boycotting Venezuelan oil. We should be blockading the shipment of Venezuelan oil for two reasons. Number one, they're sending oil, according to satellite reconnaissance, and this leaked out today. They're sending it to China, our enemy, our enemy. They're aiding and abetting the Chinese threat against Japan, the Philippines, Vietnam, Australia, and ultimately the United States. Venezuela's aiding and abetting. Venezuela is sending their prison gangs to America to raise hell, do child sex trafficking, drug dispensing, including fentanyl. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, they're doing that too. We need to blockade Venezuela. We need to strangle the economy of that country so they force Maduro out once and for all. Once and for all. You TDA members, you better self-deport. And I wonder how many other gangster-related organizations are going to go, oh my gosh, they're not messing around. You know, by the way, Denver mayor, I agree with Tom Homan. You get in the way, I'm going to throw your ass in jail when it's where you belong. And the same with you, governor. What a joke of a governor that is. I can't believe how far my state has fallen. Because I still believe most of the people in Colorado are conservative. It's kind of like Arizona. But they control the corrupt political process that fixes elections. And this is how they get in power and stay in power. And if you stand up to them like Tina Peters did and says, you're not going to cheat on elections in my county, they send you to prison at the age of 70 for 9 years. That's Colorado. And they love the TDA. Just love them. We're not going to let Holman come in here and deport any of these people. Yeah, that's right. We want the TDA doing what they're doing. They're in 18 states. Fox News says 16. Catch up, Fox News, controlled opposition. It's 18 states. 18 states. You notice that Trump hasn't really cozied up too much to Fox News. He did his interview with Hannity. They're friends. Okay, but you notice the rest of Fox got ignored by Trump? And for good reason, because when it was clear that the 2020 election was stolen, they stood on the other side. They're controlled opposition. Why should you watch them? Oh, they got some good people. Mark Levin, I think he's great. Jesse, he's funny. Don't know how sincere he is, but he's funny. Laura Ingraham, she's the ultimate, consummate go-along-to-get-along. Hannity could be a little annoying in the interviews because he talks over his guests so much, but nonetheless, he's loyal to Trump. They're owned by who? The Roper brothers. And who's their major asset manager? Wait for it. Do you know who the major asset manager of Fox News is? Here we go. It is none other than BlackRock. BlackRock, yeah. And you want to trust Fox News? Controlled opposition, baby. So I'm gonna tell you this, okay? I did some business deals with Newsmax, and it wasn't a pleasant experience. But I will say this, their news operation is basically sincere. I'm hearing Carrie Lake is going to Newsmax, thank goodness. Oh, that's a whole nother topic. Reuven Gallego, left his 8-month pregnant wife and the rest of his kids. Cheated on his next wife with a lobbyist who she's now the mayor of Phoenix. No wonder she's so perpetually pissed off and takes it out on the kids being her citizens. Ladies and gentlemen, what a mess we have. Get out the dustpan, get out the broom. We need to sweep these animals from the vestiges of power, and we need to deport the criminal, illegal aliens. Oh, he's just doing, he's going to make them the new Jews. It's the Holocaust. That's what they're going to say. No, we're deporting murderers and rapists and people who commit other violent crimes. Why does anyone have a problem with that? Because we're taking away voters who will fraudulently vote in the 2026 midterm. Anyway, back to the original story. Donald Trump, you're obviously a dog lover like I am. And I'll tell you, the dogs of Springfield, Ohio, stand with you and they thank you and they salute you. Vote Trump. Is that awesome? We'll see you back here again next time. God bless everybody, ladies and gentlemen. They always die in bizarre ways. And it's always the CIA, according to my sources, that always does it. We just ran a piece on Dorothy Kilgallen. I'm going to get into a little more of the background there because I'm going to bootstrap it into Aaron Carter and Kim Porter and dozens of others that have mysteriously died. And now the alumni of this group says, since Donald Trump's been elected, and they even said before, if he's elected, we're leaving the country. It's one big CIA operation. And we're going to throw it out here on the grill for you to look at on this post-Thanksgiving Black Friday day. And speaking of Black Friday, got a great sale, Car Vision X dash cam, protect you from bad cops. A few, not many, protect you from unscrupulous people on the road that would initiate road rage, make sideswipe you, change lanes, and hit you with no signaling. And now you'll have the ability to prove everything on your side in a court of law. Motion activated, night vision activated, 4K. It's a great device. And right now it's on sale for 50% off. With a 60-day money-back guarantee, go to carvisionx.com. That's carvisionx.com. The link, if you're watching on social media, will be in the description box. Whoa, has the proverbial poop hit the fan? I'm going to talk to you about Sean Diddy Combs. And most people figured this out. This is a CIA operation to incite and induce and coerce cooperation with the deep state and their minions in Hollywood, some politics. And you either do what we say or we'll make your life a living hell. And if you ever go against us, we will kill you and no one will be the wiser because we'll make it look like an accident. And it's interesting when you look at the causes of death in the Sean Diddy alumni. It's pretty remarkable. We'll explain that in a minute. But first, Dorothy Kilgallen, and this is classic CIA. You get too close to the truth and you threaten to unravel their cover story, they will freaking kill you. And that's what they did to this famous author. And she was on one of the most popular, if not the most popular game show of all time, maybe next to Jeopardy. What's My Line? She was sophisticated. She was dignified. And she was murdered. And the cover up of the murder was crazy. They put her in a room she was never in. They put a book that she supposedly had already read and looked, made her look like she was in the process of reading it when she died of, well, alcohol barbiturate overdose. So wait a minute, I'm going to take alcohol and barbiturates. So I'm going to sit down and read a book. Doesn't make sense. I've already read the book. My friends knew about it. And where were my glasses? Yeah, she needed them to read. Very mysterious. And what was her crime? She had told her producer, who, by the way, got into a little trouble himself. She said, "I'm going to Dallas. I'm interviewing Jack Ruby, the killer of Lee Oswald, who was the alleged killer of John Kennedy. And I'm going to blow the lid off the Kennedy assassination case, destroy the cover story." And she was dead before she could go to Dallas. And this happened over 300 times in the Kennedy assassination. We don't know the body count for sure with Sean Diddy Combs, but it too was a CIA operation. CIA organized the Kennedy hit. Very quickly, without going into detail, because I've covered this before, the CIA contracted with the mafia, which was often their pattern, the American mafia, Sam Giancani, Carlos Marcello. They went to the French heroin connection, the Corsican mafia in Marseille, France, and they ended up with an assassin named Lucien Sarti, who fired the fatal headshot. That's how it was done. Now, the CIA, they're experts at killing people and making it look like an accident. Natural causes, pulmonary embolisms, heart attacks. There's a heart attack gun. And in the case of someone like Aaron Carter, it was, oh, he drowned because he was huffing drugs. Yeah, we believe that. Tapes have surfaced from Aaron Carter, said he feared for his life. Told about unspeakable sex acts he was made to perform and were performed on him. I'm not going to be graphic here, but it would take the most callous person and probably turn them into jello with what we know happened. Stuff I wished I'd never heard. Once you hear it, you can't unhear it. It's bad. It's better off if you don't know. It was bad. Now, he wanted out, so he died of natural causes. Girlfriend, Kim Porter, wanted out. She died of natural causes. This is the CIA way. This was a CIA blackmail operation. Diddy's lawyer even quit when the Aaron Carter tape appeared in court and it was going to be played over his objection. He stormed out of the courtroom and quit the case. Lawyers don't do that. But he knew who was behind it. And he knew if he didn't do a good job, well, his life could be on the line. So he got out, and he was smart to do so. Now, who took down Sean Diddy Combs? Here was the plan, and this is what I've been given. I think this will all come out in due time, and I think it'll come out very quickly under the Trump administration. Merrick Garland initiated the Sean Diddy Combs operation. Did you know that? No, you haven't heard that, have you? No. And you're thinking, wait a minute, isn't Merrick Garland and Sean Diddy Combs plus the CIA, aren't they on the same side with the deep state? And they get all these endorsements and these crazy favors they get done in support of the deep state agenda? Yeah. Merrick Garland. Why? Because they were covering their legal behinds. And people, the patterns are so unmistakable. The mass casualty list, okay, that follows operations like this, how they die, natural causes, and the similarities to other cover-ups. Let me give you an example. And I published this on the commonsenseshow.com, where I had a 5-day itinerary and travel plans posted for Ukrainian lawyers prosecuting Burisma. Now, stay with me because this will come back to relate to Sean Diddy Combs' case. They are brought to Washington, D.C., and they're in different hotels. We know who the facilitators were. We know who the Ukrainian prosecutors were. We know when they had the seminars. We know what the general topic was by title. We know the hotels. We even know their travel plans out of Hamburg, Germany, where they all coalesced. We have it all, and we published it all. Now, this was done in January of 2016. Cycle forward 11 months before the election. Now, it was presumed Hillary was going to win. It wasn't even known at that time that Donald Trump would be the candidate. They had no idea at that time. But they were thinking, okay, let's hedge our bet, because if something goes wrong and Hillary is not elected, we need to be prepared with a plan B. So the plan B was to bring in Ukrainian prosecutors and train them how to prosecute Burisma for public appearances' sake without ensnaring American politicians and their families, Joe and Hunter Biden. Should I go on? Oh, yeah, Nancy Pelosi, her relatives, yeah. That rhino retired senator from Utah. He was involved. And so I wrote an article about it. I said, gee, don't they have law schools in Ukraine? Don't they teach them how to do that? But they wanted to control the narrative. They wanted to control the trail of legal evidence, just in case Hillary didn't make it across the finish line. Okay, now, Sean Diddy Combs, same mentality. Well, we expect we're going to win this election, but just in case, let's take down Sean Diddy Combs, and then we'll have this gigantic trial. We'll give everyone who testifies immunity, and they're the ones that are running scared right now because this is going to fall apart. And this is why they're going to foreign countries, because they're in up to their ass on this and they're in big trouble. And the immunity part is not going to be honored by the Trump administration, and they're not going to get this trial done before it's too late. Isn't this interesting? It's almost the same pattern as the Ukraine cover-up for Burisma. Same strategy. They kill off the bodies of the witnesses, they kill them off, then they construct the cover-up. In fact, they even did this in the Kennedy assassination, killed over 300 people connected to Kennedy, Dorothy Kilgallen being among the most prominent. And then they have the Warren Commission to cover everything up. Well, the trial of Sean Diddy Combs was to cover everything up. Let's sacrifice him to give immunity to everybody else who could testify against this and show this was a deep state CIA covert operation designed to move the New World Order forward. It's exactly what happened. Now it's blowing up in their face, and they are in a panic. And trust me, these people know, and I'm talking the prominence that were the alumni. I mean, you look at some of them already gone to Europe. Some of them are looking for countries where they don't have extradition agreements. That's been in the news. This is bizarre, but it's true. It's true. And they sacrificed this blackmail operation to save people from testimony. Because, see, it's one thing. Let's just assume, for the sake of argument, you got someone named Ellen, okay, or some name of a birthstone, and they're out there and they're testifying, hypothetically testifying, and they give state's evidence. Uh-oh, they get to walk free, but this leads upstairs. You get the one level above, you get the second level above, and then you're into the deep state. And that's what they have to avoid. This is one big freaking mess. Let me tell you, these people are in a panic. Do you think you'd have to convince the Biden family that's involved? Do you think that you would have to convince them to tear down the country to save their own hide? This is one of the motivations, but not the only one, for mass terrorism, World War III, mass destruction of America now that we're retraining and rearming Antifa. Oh, yeah, that's true. It's going to be a wild ride, people. And at the heart of it is the CIA operation with Sean Diddy Combs. Oh, we'll have a lot more on this. I'm not the only one that has this information. I've had a number, a huge number of discussions with colleagues, and we all had the bits and pieces, but I think I've managed to put most of it together now. And I think a lot of my colleagues are going to soon be coming out with this information. This is not proprietary on my part. I'm taking no claim for breaking a big story. I'm going on what's publicly available. And some of the things that I have learned about the Kennedy assassination and the cover-up in Ukraine with Burisma, and the patterns are the same. Once you understand the patterns that have happened historically, you can kind of predict how this is going to turn out. In the Kennedy assassination, it kept the lid on the narrative until it was too late to find justice. Oliver Stone's movie about JFK was the pinnacle of public discontent, not trusting the government, knowing it was a conspiracy. What was it, over 90% of America in 1991 knew the Kennedy assassination was a conspiracy. It was only about 15% after it just happened. That was the height. They're trying to avoid this situation again. Trump is in grave danger because of this and other things. Now we see the threats against his cabinet. I don't know that they'll carry out those threats, but they're a warning. You know where not to go. And if you go there, you and your family are in trouble. And we know the operation's in effect because I will tell you the pattern will be this. Rather than overtly kill a major political figure, a cabinet nominee, one of their relatives, close relatives, will die tragically in a car accident, a drowning accident. And that'll be a warning. And then we know this operation cover-up is in effect. Bombshell, right here on the Common Sense Show, the day after Thanksgiving. And you don't think the Trump people know this? I can't say any more except this. They know this and more than I would ever hope to know. And someday I hope they'll enlighten all of us with everything they've learned. And trust me, there's more to this than I'm telling you. And it's going to shock the nation to its core. And you will soon see, if you don't already realize it now, America has been ruled by the most hedonistic, depraved, mafioso organization in this administration ever. Total treason, total immorality, total breaking the law every time you turn around. And it's about to become unveiled. This is why they're in a panic. And this is why they're provoking Russia to World War III. Can't get records when DC is in ashes. Let's hope that the Lord intervenes and does not allow World War III. The Bible says in the end days, and we're there or we're there, I don't know if we are. We're admonished by the Bible not to speculate as to when the end days are. But let's assume, for the sake of argument, if they're there, the Bible is very clear. It says in the end days, the sins of the leaders will be fully revealed. But we're beginning to see the fully revealed part. Let's hope that we can repent, have a turnaround. God spares us like Nineveh, and these aren't the end days. Stay vigilant, America. It's going to get ugly. Check us out at thecommonsenseshow.tv, hiding in plain sight. New and interesting stories to go with our geopolitical, with our expert guests. Thecommonsenseshow.tv. Sign up today. We're getting 5-star ratings from the world's major platforms. Thecommonsenseshow.tv. In this report, we're going to play clips of an interview on Fox News of the new, or soon to be new, FCC commissioner. And this is really, really, really important. This could turn things around for censorship. And it's not stopping people from trying to defeat the Trump administration rather than working together as Americans. But this is really, really very good news if we get to January 20th. That's another topic for another time. Hi, everybody. My name is Dave Hodges. I'm the host of The Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Please share this far and wide. We need to wake up a nation, because if we don't get to work as a nation at the grassroots level, we'll end up exactly where we were in 2020 and 2021 with much more devastating consequences. So please share and encourage people to get active. We have a really good sponsor, something that I really believe in. And for the record, and I say this every time I talk about this group, I support the police overwhelmingly. They do things that most of us can't do or are too afraid to do. And I respect them, but there are always a few bad apples in every group. And if you got a dash cam, a quality one, 4K, motion activated, night vision activated, if you have that, then you have evidence against a wrongful stop, which occasionally does happen. You have evidence against people in accidents, your word versus theirs. Now you have all the evidence on your side. Everybody needs to have one of these in this Black Friday special from carvisionx.com. They are giving you 50% off Black Friday special and a 60-day money-back guarantee. You're thinking, wow, that's really good. It's excellent. So go to carvisionx.com. That's carvisionx.com. Protect yourself while you drive. We have something to talk about. Changes are coming in the so-called disinformation business. This is phenomenal. I'm the victim of this BS for simply raising the question that the CIA needs to follow the law and release all the JFK files. That's the law. And for that, bye-bye, Dave. Okay, it's me and a million others who have been affected by this crap. Violation of our First Amendment, Biden administration behind it. And we're going to tell you about what's coming here. And I think this is absolutely incredible. See here, Fox News interview. And if we can get it to play, we will play.
Meanwhile, President-elect Donald Trump choosing FCC Commissioner Senior Republican Brendan Carr to serve as the agency's chairman beginning in January. Since he's a sitting commissioner and is already confirmed through 2029, a letter of designation from the president is all that's required to elevate him to chairman of the FCC. Trump calling Carr, quote, a warrior of free speech, saying that he will, quote, end the regulatory onslaught that has been crippling America's job creators and innovators and ensure that the FCC delivers for rural America. Current FCC chair Jessica Rosenworcel has also announced her plans to leave the agency on Trump's inauguration day, January 20th. Joining me now, the man himself, FCC Commissioner, Senior Republican Brendan Carr. Commissioner, congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it. Normally, I join you to highlight some Democrat overreach or lawfare against conservatives, but it's really nice to join you with some better news today.
Yeah, you sure have. And you've been identifying the overreach specifically time and time again. And our audience has been grateful for you and your work. Tell us how you're going to cut through all of that overreach. And will you be able to reverse this? Because this has been going on a long time. The censorship we all remember during COVID and beyond. And this targeting of people who do not agree with the Biden-Harris administration. Tell us about your plans to actually reverse all of that.
Step one for me is to make sure I continue to work with President Trump and his team over the coming weeks as the transition is complete. I want to make sure that I understand 100% President Trump's agenda. After all, when it comes to his administration, the American people voted for him and voted for his agenda. And right now they're doing a great job putting a transition team in place. For my own part, there's a couple of top priorities that jump to mind. Number one, as you noted, is censorship. Americans have lived under an unprecedented surge in censorship over the last couple of years, and we have to work together to smash the censorship cartel. Number two is media. You know, it's not just my opinion. You look at Jeff Bezos, he recently did an op-ed where he said trust in media is at an all-time low, and there's a lot the FCC can do there to make sure that broadcasters are, in fact, serving the public interest. Number three is going to be unleashing economic opportunity. When President Trump came in 2017, he turned things around very quickly with his chairman, Ajit Pai. That's going to require permitting reform, spectrum, and the space economy. You know, look, right now it takes longer to move an application from one bureaucrat's desk to another than it does to actually build a rocket ship. So we're going to add some rocket fuel to that process and get it going. And number four, lastly, is national security. I mean, look, right now, top of mind for everybody is this SALT Typhoon hack. We're looking very closely at it. Those are going to be a very important set of issues there.
Yeah, I want to go through some of these issues one by one, but let me take on the last one first, and that is national security, because the FCC is proposing to put a fine in place, fining Chinese-based video doorbell manufacturer, is it Eken, E-K-E-N, nearly $735,000 after security concerns, because there were reports that the company's video doorbells exposed users' home IP addresses and their Wi-Fi network names and allowed access to photos and videos from household cameras by outside parties, including the Chinese Communist Party. The company did not respond to a letter of inquiry from the FCC. Can you tell us more about this, Commissioner Carr?
You know, the CCP doesn't come at the U.S. and our freedoms through any one particular vector. They come through all sorts of devices. They come through all sorts of services. That's why it's important that we be vigilant. And I'm going to stand up a special operation at the FCC to make sure that we're looking at this soup to nuts. Any single entity that's related to our telecom network that has a tie back to the CCP, we're going to look very, very closely at that and make sure we're doing our part to promote national security.
Well, that's a really important point.
I'm going to go one step further here. The CCP has no business in our media at all, ever. They have threatened to bury us. They've threatened genocide against us. It's in some of their official documents. They are belligerent. They're antagonistic. They work against us. They bribe public officials. They control Arizona through the cartel money laundering schemes, and it's going on in several states. They need to be totally 100% out of our media. I support this appointment. I don't think he's going far enough.
Point, and I know that you're going to be working together with other leaders in this incoming administration. Brendan, one other question in terms of ensuring that everyone gets treated fairly. In the past, you've said, look, if your name is Musk or if your name is somebody who the administration doesn't like, you're going to get different treatment. And that's been the case for the last couple of years, hasn't it?
Yeah, look, that type of lawfare is going to end for too long in this government. Particularly over the last couple of years, your last name dictated how the government treated you. If your last name was Soros, well, the commission bent over backwards and gave you a special, unprecedented commission-level shortcut to buy 200 radio stations. If your last name was Musk, well, then you lost $800 million contracts that you lawfully got. Everybody now is going to get a fair shake going forward.
Will Soros still be able to acquire those 200 radio stations?
Should not be able to.
There's a petition for reconsideration pending at the FCC right now, and I want to take a very hard look at that.
Okay. We're going to be watching.
Let me explain that very quickly here, ladies and gentlemen. George Soros, before the election, acquired through phony baloney means and proxy companies. And no one, it's not a secret from anybody. Everybody knows this happened. And first of all, it violates our election law. Secondly, this man had foreign backing, foreign influence in this deal. That requires a whole new set of examination before it could be approved by the FCC. But the outgoing, soon to be outgoing FCC director, being the communist that she is and the traitor that she is, she gave in to these foreign operatives and said, we're not even going to look at this in violation of our laws. She should be prosecuted for this.
Closely, Commissioner, thank you so much.
Okay, so there we have it, ladies and gentlemen. Is that fantastic or is that fantastic? I don't even, if I get reinstated on YouTube, fine. I've adjusted without them, but for a lot of people, it's their total livelihood. And if they put the period in the wrong place, they didn't dot the I properly, they lost their channels, they lost their income. And have you ever seen the appeal process? It's a frickin' joke. All you get is an AI letter. It's a frickin' joke. And the same thing is true with Facebook. Zuckerberg comes on, mea culpa, mea culpa. I'm so sorry, as he tells Congress, that we did this. We gave in to the administration. We should never have done that. And this POS is now still censoring and terminating accounts on Facebook. Can't wait for the change. And I think this is one of Trump's biggest initiatives, because if you don't have a First Amendment, you don't have a democratic republic. Well, that's it for the Common Sense Show. Hey, sign up for our newsletter. It's one-stop shopping. Everything we do delivered to your email box every single day, 365 days a year. Go to thecommonsenseshow.com and go to the upper right-hand corner, click on newsletter, and put in your email. We do not sell your data, unlike Facebook and YouTube and Google and all the rest. We don't do that. Just put your email address in, and then you'll get the very next newsletter that goes out. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you back here again next time. Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of The Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. Please share this work far and wide. We still have people to wake up. We've got to inspire a grassroots movement to assist President Trump with his agenda. Absolutely, positively. And his agenda is what? The restoration of the Constitution, the restoration of our economy, enforcing our border policies, getting rid of illegal aliens who are dangerous criminals that murder people like Lake and Riley. What could be wrong with that? Well, according to Vladimir Putin, Trump and his family are in a great deal of danger, and we're going to talk about that right here. So please share far and wide. We are brought to you by CarVision X. Absolutely love this product. Dash cam. Protect you from an unscrupulous cop. Not that there's a lot of them, but there's a few of them. And we see some evidence of that now and then on YouTube. I don't believe in baiting police, okay? I really don't. And there are some channels that do bait the police. That's a mistake. Every time they walk up to a car, they're putting their life on the line. They're doing their job. Stop baiting them. Now, should they be held accountable for following the rules? Absolutely. And a dash cam can help protect you from any misinterpretation of the law, whether it's intentional or unintentional. Additionally, if you're ever in an accident, you've now got the video proof. If you're in the right, you're going to win. This is why I love this product. Go to carvisionx.com. Now, weekend of Black Friday sale. It's the last time we're going to mention this for a while. Black Friday sale. 50% off and 60-day money-back guarantee. Oh, by the way, the product, Night Vision Activated, 4K, top of the line, technologically speaking, carvisionx.com. All right, we have an interesting approach with Putin. Now, I'm going to play Putin speaking, and you hear the English translation in the background, and you've really got to pay attention. Okay, because it's not speaking to you like I am. But I want you to hear what Putin has to say. And I'm going to set it up by talking about a couple of the highlights. And read the clip from X. Putin. Trump is smart, experienced, and still in danger. Not only was Trump subjected to humiliating court procedures, accusations, and so on, but his family was attacked as well. His children were attacked. Gangsters don't do this in Russia. When criminal gangs fight, they don't touch children and women. It's the men who fight amongst themselves. Well, we're dealing with people who aren't manly. I mean, that's Putin's making a good point. This reconfirms how low the political system of the United States has fallen. On one side, I would disagree with the generalization. Okay, we're going to play a little under a two-minute clip here, and I'm going to make sure that our sound here is on maximum because I want you to get all of this. Okay, here we go.
President Trump, a smart and experienced person, will come up with a solution, especially given that he has gone through quite an ordeal of fighting to reclaim the Oval Office. Well, probably just like me, you are amazed not by the fact that absolutely uncivilized means had been used against Trump, all the way up to assassination attempts, numerous assassination attempts. And I think he's not safe even now. The history of the United States has known many cases, but I think President Trump is a smart person and a cautious one, I hope. But what amazed me most, that in fighting him, not only Trump was subjected to humiliating court procedures, accusations, and so on, but his family was attacked as well. His children was attacked. Gangsters don't do this in Russia. When criminal gangs fight, they don't touch children and women. It's men who fight among themselves. But those guys stooped as low as that. I think this is so
amazing that a Russian leader, historically our enemy, can give such an accurate assessment of what we've gone through and what Donald Trump has gone through. And he's right on the money. And this is, these are the people who are trying to kill Trump are also trying to start World War III. They want to take away your right to vote by making things so horrible no one can govern. They want Trump to govern over a burned out cinder. We need to be speaking out about this. If Biden is successful, and I mean Biden with the name, not the person, but if the Biden administration is successful in getting this war started, these people need to be tried as war criminals and suffer the penalty of a war criminal. Putin wants to deal. He wants out of this war. Trump can get him out of the war. Trump can still protect what's left of Ukraine. And do not let BlackRock come in and do the rebuild, which they've already tried to position themselves to do. You want corruption? Let BlackRock do it. Meanwhile, we have two leaders in the world, the two most powerful nations, that want to work together. Shouldn't we embrace this? Oh, but wait a minute. The military-industrial complex doesn't make money when there's peace. And we should be not just dismantling BlackRock, as I called for in our last segment. We should be dismantling the monopoly of the military-industrial complex. Break them up into competing groups. I would even favor nationalizing them because of the national security threat that they pose to every man, woman, and child on the planet. A lot to digest. Check us out at thecommonsenseshow.tv. We've got our series, Hips, Hiding in Plain Sight. People say, oh, that's pretty cool. It is cool. People love what we're covering. I get a lot of good feedback. We also still do the geopolitical stuff like this. And we're also, with our Hips, making it commercial free and accessible only to the people that sign up to thecommonsenseshow.tv. We've given a couple of examples, put them out there in the public, just trial balloon, show you what's what. But starting in December, if you want to see Hips and some of the other things that we're doing, you got to join thecommonsenseshow.tv. We'll see you back here next time. God bless everybody. And again, hope you had a great Thanksgiving. Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of The Common Sense Show. We have the show that is freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. Please share this far and wide. We still have a country to wake up. And if we don't get to work collectively as a country at the grassroots level, we're going to be right back where we started in 2020, 2021, and we won't have gained a thing because Donald Trump cannot do it without our support. And that is plain and simple. I'm looking for him to make some PSA announcements along those lines. I would if I were President Trump. We are brought to you by a great, great product that I've had tremendous success with. I told you I've had success with the Nanosoma spray and strip lung linings, terrible prognosis, and I reversed it. And I'm back to doing more than I did 25 years ago. But I hit a roadblock on the way back. When I got back to a level of functionality similar to what I had been prior to being deathly ill, it took about a month to get to that point of taking the Nanosoma spray. But then I started to have the old joint problems that I've had, particularly in my knees. And so Scotty Sack said, well, Dave, to the rescue again. I was right about the Nanosoma spray. And I'm right about the Metasomer gel. And here's why. This gel contains something fantastic. You look at this right here. These are all things that help your joints. Every one of them. And they also contain some stem cells. It's absolutely fantastic what it does here. And I cannot tell you the relief I've had. Take a little bit, not much, rub it on the outside of the joint where it hurts. I got a little in my left elbow, big time in my right knee where it's bone on bone. And I put the gel on. And after doing that for about 2 weeks, I would do some workouts. And normally I get some puffiness and have to put ice on it. I didn't have any swelling. Today, not bragging because I don't think it's a lot of weight. It's not like what I used to do when I used to be able to leg press over 600 pounds, but I'm doing about 350 and I can do a sled pull and push and I can do deadlifts and I can do knee extensions and leg curls. And the swelling in my right knee is zero, zero. I'm not doing anything else. This has turned back the hands of time. They're actually asking the question now with this gel, can you reverse backwards? Can you reverse aging backwards, I should say? I don't know, but I would certainly say add my name to that list because I think it's possible. Anyway, with my knee, you got something similar? All you got to do is go to iwantmyhealthback.com. iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. Again, one more time, iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. Well, we have something to report on Millie, and I want for one of the first things done when Trump comes into office is to prosecute General Milley. This man belongs in Gitmo. Now, I'll get to these allegations here. I want to give you the big one I think is a matter of treason. When they were having the Afghanistan hearings in the Senate, the subject of World War III came up, and he said, well, if we went to war with China, I'd have to notify my Chinese counterpart. And I've mentioned this before. How many American soldiers' lives would this cost? This is absolute treason. No one can be that stupid. He's not stupid. He didn't get to this rank because he's unintelligent, but he is a traitor. He's a traitor of the worst variety. Now, let's go through some of the things I borrowed here from X. General Milley hid the nuke codes from Trump. That's insubordination. They can bring him back into active duty and court-martial his ass, and they need to. That's court-martial. Held secret calls with Chinese defense officials. I don't care if he talked about bubble gum. It's treason. You can't have secrets from the commander-in-chief. It's not only insubordination because you're dealing with your mortal enemy. It is treason. Then he surrendered to Taliban and armed them with $80 billion in U.S. weapons. That's also treason. And then, of course, the incompetence that he oversaw with the withdrawal and the death of 13 brave American soldiers. I wouldn't call it treason, but it certainly is negligence. This man should spend the rest of his days in Gitmo. And I won't rest until he's there. Can you even get out of your mind the image of Biden checking his watch 5 times when at Andrews Air Force Base they offloaded the 13 caskets of the soldiers killed because of this man's negligence? I just fume with anger. And I think about my father, you think about your relatives who've served this country bravely, put their lives on the line for you and me. And to have this scumbag do the things that he did, don't tell me this is extreme. Not with what he's done. And this is on the public record. Who knows what he's done that we haven't caught? But he needs to spend every moment of his rest of his mortal life in Gitmo. I hope he has a transformation and finds Jesus, but he still belongs in Gitmo. The 13 fallen soldiers need to be avenged. That's it for the Common Sense Show. Check us out at thecommonsenseshow.tv for the very best in investigative reporting. It is, honestly. Geopolitics, we get expert guests. I do my monologues, and we've started that series called HIPS. People love it. A lot of variety there. The HIPS, by the way, is unique. And it is only available at thecommonsenseshow.tv. And I've made a couple of shows available to the general public just so you can see what you'll get. It's absolutely fantastic. Thecommonsenseshow.tv is where you want to go to sign up.